Chapter 28, About Eusebius, Bishop of Samosata. The admirable Eusebius mentioned above, who was entrusted with the common resolution, when he beheld a violation of the covenant, returned to his own see. Then certain men who were uneasy about the written document, persuaded Constantius to dispatch a messenger to recover it. Accordingly the emperor sent one of the officers who ride post with relays of horses, and bring communications with great speed. On his arrival he reported the imperial message, but, "I cannot," said the admirable Eusebius, "surrender the deed deposited with me till I am directed so to do by the whole assembly, who gave it me." This reply was reported to the emperor. Boiling with rage he sent to Eusebius again, and ordered him to give it up, with the further message, that he had ordered his right hand, to be cut off, if he refused. But he only wrote this to terrify the bishop, for the courier who conveyed the dispatch bad orders not to carry out the threat. But when the divine Eusebius opened the letter, and saw higher punishment which the emperor had threatened, Lee stretched out his right hand, and his left, bidding the man cut off both. "The decree," said he, "which is a clear proof of Arian wickedness, I will not give up." When Constantius had been informed of this courageous resolution he was struck with astonishment, and did not cease to admire it, for even foes are constrained by the greatness of bold deeds to admire their adversaries' success. At this time Constantius learned that Julian, whom he had declared Caesar of Europe, was aiming at sovereignty, and mustering an army against his master. Therefore he set out from Syria, and died in Cilicia, too, nor had he the helper whom his father had left him, for he had not kept intact the inheritance of his father's piety, and so bitterly bewailed his change of faith,